I think I'm quite lucky in a way that I was making cider when I met Jules, because if I'd have started making cider after meeting Jules, I'm pretty sure I'd be divorced by now, you know, because, you know, the kids are cider orphans at some point, and, you know, Jules is a cider widow at some point. But
then again, I also think that I haven't helped in that I've encouraged you throughout.
Oh, you, without a doubt. I mean,
it's like, oh, I think I might try this. Okay, then, let's try it.
Yeah. I still think I'm quite lucky in that when I met Jules, she was interested in it as well. You know, without Jules's help, and I mean, it's been rosy, but we've had some awful moments where we're still pressing apples in February.
Oh, when they're freezing, when you're trying to wash them.
Yeah, when the water's freezing and everything. So
your hands are turning blue and it's just like, oh, why are we doing this?
I mean, some men take their wives abroad on holiday, but we go to Monmouthshire picking apples in the rain, you know, so... And Jules is quite happy doing that, so I've been really lucky. And, you know, again, without meeting Jules, I don't think getting cider as it is now would be where it is without Jules's input, you know, without her immense picking ability, you know, and, you know, help with the pressing and everything else.
And having more children doesn't hinder that in any way. You just get the sling on, stick them on, pick away.
And Ada was, she was still a baby last autumn, so, and Ada was in the sling whilst Jules was still picking apples in the orchard.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. And Ada's toddler now, so when we're picking apples, she's picking apples with us, you know, picking apples into the basket. And
usually just transferring them from one basket to the other, but it's a start.
Well, yeah.
She's actually growing up with it.
She's quite keen on chomping on them as well, you know, so for every one that goes in the basket, another one goes in her mouth. She's a bit of a grubber when it comes to chomping apples. Jules has developed an obsession of saying, oh, there's a self-seeded little apple tree. So I haven't counted how many. Have you counted them?
Recently, I think last count we had about 180 something seedlings.
Yeah.
All the spent pomace, you know, you put it to one side and starts germinating. You can't leave them go to waste.
Yeah. So I just
plant them up.
Well, you know, in the garden and whatever, you just see them popping up, and Jules goes, ooh, and digs them up and put in the compost.
New tree.
Down in Dale, where we're pressing apples, obviously, we chuck all the pomace in the trailer. But obviously you get a bit that falls out and whatever. So, you know, you don't see it this time, yeah? Because it's all just mashed into the earth or the soil, you know? Yeah. Springtime, you see, oh, little seedling. Out comes the trowel. So it's another one to the...
Well, if they don't turn out to be good varieties, they're still good for the hedgerows.
Yeah, I think
that's
the plan, is if they're not overly good varieties, because they're going to be crosses of all sorts of varieties, you know? So... if they're not growing that particularly well, then we'll plant them in the hedge up by the orchard. But I mean, if they're showing a bit of promise, that's a new variety. And if they grow well in Pembrokeshire, it's a new Welsh variety. So we'll hopefully graft on from those and do some planting trials and fermentation trials.
Yeah.
Obviously, by the time our kids are older, you know, they might be planting maybe orchards of these varieties, you know. So that's something for the future as well, you know.
And it's fun being out of the garden just messing around, repotting things all the time.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant seeing a little seedling turn into something that's taller than Jules. I mean, it didn't take much to be taller than Jules, but, you know, a tree 6 foot tall then, you know, within a couple of years. Some of them have really shot up, haven't they, you know?
Yeah, it's
but it's quite sad how attached you become to some of these trees. You're like, where we've planted our trees up at our friend's farm in Trehale, you know. You know, he's a farmer, he's a pig farmer, whatever. The apple trees are apple trees. But to us, there's time and effort and nurturing gone into looking after that tree. So that little Frederick tree there, you know, we know we bought it from Paul Davis, you know, or the Vicky planted at the front. Well, I knew we had that from John Will. And the one right at the front, the little Michelin tree, was the first cider apple tree I bought from Robert's Garden Centre in Lampeter, which is just up the road from Dad's. You know, I must have been about
the history of all the trees, so they mean a lot to us.
I must have been 18, 19 years old then when I bought that tree. So it's planted up with a friend. So, you know, there's a story behind that tree. You know, we feel connected with the tree. So when we have these little seedlings popping up or whatever, well, it's like in a way, it's like another child, you know, you nurture, you look after
generation.
It. Yeah. And it's going to be lovely to see what they turn out to be. Like, we've got a tree that Jules planted about 5, 6 years ago, and it had fruit. It had 3 apples on it this year.
Oh.
And they were russety, you know.
Lovely.
So, yeah, they were lovely russety apples. So that's the first time they had fruit on. And we were shocked to see russety apples, you know. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a surprise seeing what these future seedlings turn out to be. Yeah, fantastic.